Title: Federal Circuit Denies Appellate Jurisdiction Based on Alternative Ground for Relief. Content: In Acorda Therapeutics Incorporated v. Alkermes PLC, the Federal Circuit held that it did not have appellate jurisdiction to review a decision by the District Court in the Southern District of New York not to modify an arbitral award of patent royalties. Though the appellant, Acorda Therapeutics Incorporated, presented a first ground to modify the arbitral award based in patent law, its presentation of a second and alternative ground based on contract law effectively undermined the Federal Circuit's appellate jurisdiction. Background: Acorda Therapeutics Incorporated developed Ampura, a treatment for patients with multiple sclerosis. Alkermes PLC owned U.S. patent number 5,540,938, the 938 patent, which covered a sustained-release formulation of the active ingredient in Ampura. Beginning in 1998, Acorda and Alkermes formed a joint venture, with the two firms eventually entering into various licensing agreements covering the 938 patent. Under these licensing agreements, Acorda was obligated to pay Alkermes an 18% royalty on net sales of Ampura. The 938 patent expired in July 2018 and generic versions of Ampura then began entering the market. In December 2019, Acorda requested an adjustment to the royalties in light of the 938 patent expiring, but Alkermes declined. Acorda continued to pay royalties without protest until July 2020, when Acorda began including an explicit protest with its royalty payments. Also in July 2020, Acorda filed for arbitration under New York law, pursuant to the arbitration terms of the underlying licensing agreements. In November 2022, after completion of discovery and summary judgment, the arbitration tribunal concluded that, under SCOTUS precedent in Brulot v. Thies Company, 379 U.S. 29, 30 inch 34, 1964, the underlying license agreement's royalty provisions were unenforceable upon the 938 patent's expiration. The arbitration tribunal awarded Acorda recovery of post-expiration royalty payments paid under protest. However, based on New York contract law doctrines barring recovery of payments made with full knowledge of the facts, even if made under mistake of law, the arbitration tribunal declined to award Acorda recovery of royalties paid without protest. In January 2023, Acorda petitioned the District Court in the Southern District of New York to confirm the arbitral award recouping Acorda's royalties paid under protest, and to modify the arbitral award to further award recovery of royalties paid without protest. Acorda presented two alternate grounds supporting its petition for modification. First, Acorda argued that the post-expiration royalty terms were in clear derogation of federal patent law under Brulot, and that SCOTUS had since emphasized that state laws may not interfere with the federal patent laws by offering patent-like protection to the subject matter of the expired patent. Benito Boats Incorporated v. Thundercraft Boats Incorporated, 489 U.S. 141, 152, 165, 1989. Second, Acorda argued that the arbitration tribunal had correctly determined that the licensing agreements were illegal but then still gave effect to these illegal agreements by denying recovery of post-expiration royalties. Acorda argued this violated fundamental rules of contract law that no court will lend its assistance in any way towards carrying out the terms of an illegal contract. Kaiser Steel Corporation v. Mullins, 455 U.S. 72, 77, 1982, quoting McMullen v. Hoffman, 174 U.S. 639, 654, 1899. In August 2023, the District Court confirmed the arbitral award but declined Acorda's request to modify it to include royalties paid without protest. As to Acorda's first ground based in patent law, the District Court reasoned that, while Brulot stands for the proposition that the underlying license agreements were unenforceable, Brulot did not address whether already paid royalties must be refunded. Regarding Acorda's second ground based in the contract law fundamentals, the District Court reasoned that, while the arbitration tribunal did find the underlying license agreement to be illegal, the arbitration tribunal's decision to limit restitution to payments made under protest did not amount to upholding the illegal agreements. Acorda timely appealed to the Federal Circuit, and the parties disputed whether the Federal Circuit had appellate jurisdiction. Acorda argued the Federal Circuit had jurisdiction to hear the appeal, while Alkermes